Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Good morning to you. It's 7:21 in the morning. Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt. This is a very pleasant song. We're beginning our segment with Joseph Lindsley. It reminds me a little bit of Enya. It's beautiful.
It truly is. Wendy, good afternoon from Lviv. This is from the Ukrainian singer Jamala. She's from the Crimean Peninsula. She's Crimean Tatar. And this is the song 1944, which won the Eurovision Song Contest in 2016. And so Jamala is singing about her homeland, what happened there in 1944. The Crimean Peninsula is the subtropical place in the Black Sea with wild mountains and sea. It has the ruins of ancient Greek cities, and Moscow has long sought to control it. And ever since Ukraine's Revolution of Dignity in 2014, Moscow has occupied Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula. And so this is what Jamala is singing about here in her song. Right now, she's touring North America, and she will play in Chicago this Saturday at the Chop Shop in Wicker Park.
Oh my gosh. June 3rd. Really?
Yeah, so,
That's so wild.
And so I thought, I got in touch with her, and I interviewed her yesterday. And so it's me with, I was speaking from Lviv, and she's in New York on the way to Chicago soon. And so I thought today and tomorrow we could share that interview with the audience here. And you can hear in this first half my attempt to greet her in the Crimean language. So please be patient with that. And she explains the meaning of this song that we just listened to, which, by the way, the Guardian newspaper in the UK ranked this song 1944 as third in the list of most beloved Eurovision songs in the history of that contest.
Wow.
And last week, writing at the Spectator magazine, in the UK, also Graham Watts said, "I doubt there can have been a more personal song in the history of Eurovision," and so we get to hear some of her, her true ideas here. And I should just note before we play this that the producer who arranged the interview with Jamala, he's a volunteer in our Ukrainian Freedom News team. He wrote me just a few minutes ago to say that his city of Kharkiv is under attack. He said, "Massive bombing very close to me. There were two big explosions in the last 3 minutes." But even as the Russian attacks continue, in the Ukrainian spirit, we keep going. And so here's my conversation, Wendy, with Ukrainian musician Jamala, currently touring the United States. Merhaba.
Merhaba.
Merhaba. I asked my Crimean friends for a small tutorial. When you think of Crimea, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
It's my home. It's my homeland. For me, actually, it's even not a political thing. It's much bigger because it's my home. It's my kids are safe in my generation in my family who forced to flee because of Russian aggression. Can you imagine that my grandmother in 1944 was deported from Crimea to Central Asia in a cattle train without food, water, and during this and human travel, she lost her baby. Her daughter died, and you know, for me, she was example in my life about how to went through all these horrible things, but not to lose your humanity, not to lose this wish to live. And for me, it's really important that in that moment in Stockholm in 2016, I told my story, my personal story, and Europe believed me because it was absolutely true. Yes, in that moment, the Russian propaganda, they said it's political song. They tried to shut me down. And they said that we need to choose lyrics. They tried to find something political in lyrics and so on. But as you said, that it my song now actually first in the 50 years of Eurovision because of that's really true.
What does it mean? How could you define to an American audience, what does it mean in the deepest sense to be Ukrainian?
Exactly. Ukraine full of different nationalities, and it's crushed 100% Russian propaganda because that we are Nazi or something yet, because we are Muslims, Jewish people, Georgian, Armenian, we are all Ukrainians now. And this unity through the music, actually, for me, it's like it's a moment then we can cure each other, because when you start to sing, actually, it's even not traditional medicine.
From years ago, you had a music video that President Zelensky was in. Is that correct?
Music video?
Yeah, that he was acting in somewhere in the background.
No, it was not. It was like it was mm-hmm. production of Zelensky when he was actor. New Year, for special show on mm-hmm. for New Year, and I sang some song, and he acting like, oh, thank you, and he played my fan or something. Yeah, I even forgot about that. Oh my god!
Well, it's strange, because you see now the history changes, and now everyone is in these very serious roles.
Yeah.
Everyone, you know, sort of growing up together through this. And now, so your tour is called Like a Bird. You'll be, and you're Chicago, to the audience to whom we're speaking, Saturday, June 3rd, but all the way to Minneapolis, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Vancouver. If you're thinking of going, we'll share the YouTube video of you performing at the Kennedy Center, and just watch U2's reaction to your performance. I think that should get everyone to want to go to your show.
Jamala, she is fantastic.
Yeah, she's such a great personality and a great representative of Ukraine. And so if you want to go to the show, it's the Chop Shop in Wicker Park. And you can get tickets at jamala.ua, J-A-M-A-L-A. And it's also a fundraiser for Ukraine's armed forces. And I put a link at ukrainianfreedomnews.com. I was referencing at the end of that first part of the interview, she performed last December at the Kennedy Center when U2 was being honored, and she joined Hozier and Brandi Carlile in performing U2's Walk On.
Oh, my God.
And watch Bono's reaction to her voice and her soul telling that story, which has the phrase, stay safe tonight, you know, so relevant here. You know, once again, Wendy, Kyiv was attacked last night. 10 Iskander missiles. All of them were shot down, but the debris caused a lot of damage. 3 civilians were killed, including 1 child. And so the themes that Jamala sings about are relevant every single day here. And you can go listen in Chicago on this Saturday.
It's a 21 and over show, and we will hear more from Jamala tomorrow when we speak to you. Go to UkrainianFreedomNews.com to see more, that video of Jamala. And please stay safe. We will talk to you tomorrow, Joseph.
Thank you, Wendy. Until tomorrow.
Joseph Lindsley, live from Ukraine here on 720 WGN.